Welcome to Lunchtime Classics, broadcast live from our performance studio in downtown Louisville. Now, here's your host, Carol Larson.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Delighted to be here for our Lunchtime Classics. And today we're going to feature one of Louisville's newest bands of Middle Eastern descent. It's called Baladna, and Hussam Alaidi and his band perform a variety of Arabic music. And as president and CEO of Golden Promise Entertainment, Hussam created a company to bring quality Middle Eastern music and entertainment to Louisville and the surrounding region. And you can experience his music at several upcoming festivals and cultural events, and we're going to talk about that in about 30 minutes. So without further ado, let's get into this wonderful music with Baladna.
Thank you. Yeah, was Arabian Horse. It's the music talk about Arabian Horse. Like how strong he is, but he have a little sadness somewhere. We're playing Santana. The reason why, because we're playing oud with Western music, and how we can blend together and create this fusion. This is the message we want to send. Thank you. This is Santana in Middle Eastern. We're going to play a song for Umm Kulthum. Umm Kulthum is an Egyptian female famous singer. We're going to play just the introduction, because if we're going to play the whole song, we need two shows, not one. And she's one of the famous Arabic classic singers. And we're going to play just the introduction. I don't know how many minutes the introduction, probably 5, 10. We don't know yet, but we'll play.
Thank you.
Malaidi and his band Baladna, and I'm going to ask Hussam to tell us a little bit about your background. I think our live audience and our listening audience would love to hear how you came to be and with this wonderful band and this great music.
Well, I'm originally Palestinian, born and raised in Qatar. Qatar is a small country next to Kuwait and United Arab Emirates. It's safe, no problem. We have the American base there. I came to Louisville and I was not even planning to play music.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, whatever happened. And I met the beautiful guys here, the great musician and friends. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, the funny, and not funny in a bad way, in a good way,
yes,
all of them are American.
Well, you have this distinction that you call the fusion.
Exactly.
Of this,
but the good thing, they play my music.
Yeah. You know, well.
And I really appreciate that. They made me feel home.
That's great. I should ask, what was the challenge in learning this kind of music rather than playing Santana the way Santana plays it?
I guess just it's, for me, I'm being a bass player, just being completely unfamiliar with the style.
Right.
And there's a lot that goes into it that you're not, don't really know that's there until you actually get in there and play it.
Get in there and play it.
Various rhythms and things that you really have to be sensitive about, that, you know, just a lot of things to learn coming into a new style of music.
Is this music written or are they learning it by ear?
Well, all of them, they can read music, mm-hmm, but we prefer to play it by ear, mm-hmm, to feel it more.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And you can tell the people who are here live can see how they can feel it and how they're feeling it. And those listening, you can see their heads bopping or hear their heads bopping and seeing the feet going and all this wonderful rhythm. It's
and
very
whenever
rhythmic.
We play, like practicing before the show, we practice and we know what we're going to do. But at the show, we change a lot.
Yeah.
So.
And it's wonderful that you can do that, that the talent is there, that you actually can change it and move it. I want to ask Cindy to come over. And Cindy, why don't you tell us about what's coming up with festivals and cultural events? Because I am sure that I and our audience here live and our listening audience would like to know where they can go hear this band.
Thank you, Carol. Actually, the next public performance for Hossam and Baladna will be this weekend. They're playing an international festival. It's going to be at the Northside Christian Church in New Albany, so it's not very far, just across the river. It's a two-day event, and Hossam and Baladna are going to be playing Saturday, September the 27th at 6, and also Sunday, September 28th at 2:15. There's also another group that Hossam and most of the members of Baladna play in that's going to be playing that Saturday evening at 8 o'clock as well. So come Saturday, stay, enjoy the food, enjoy the music, see both bands, Hossam and Baladna. And Ohun, and don't forget Sunday. If you want more information about directions to the event, you can check out Hossam's MySpace page at www.myspace.com/Hossam and Baladna. That's www.myspace.com/HUSSAMANDBALADNA. Or you can send us an email, goldenpromiseentertainment_int@yahoo.com. Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Tell us a little bit about the oud, which is the instrument you're playing, and it's a precursor of the acoustic guitar. We were talking about that.
Yeah. The oud is the mother of the guitar, acoustic guitar. The acoustic guitar came from oud, when oud traveled from the Middle East to Spain. And acoustic guitar came from oud, and after that, electric guitar. He can play acoustic guitar. So this is the mother mm-hmm. of the guitars.
Wonderful instrument, isn't
and
it?
And actually, it's fretless.
Fretless?
Yeah.
Fretless.
And okay. In our music, we do have a tone and half tone and a quarter tone. So that will make it easier to play quarter tone.
Exactly,
but if,
yeah.
like, have bars like the guitar, he's just limited between tone and half tone.
Right, exactly.
Unless if he can bend or do something with
right.
a string.
In Western music, we're used to do full tone, half tone, and we don't do the quarter tone.
Yes.
And that type of
yes.
thing.
Yeah,
and that's what makes it so distinctive in the
yes.
sound.
Yes.
Well, thank you for our lesson in music history and the oud and the band. And Baladna means?
Baladna means our country.
Our country. Wonderful.
Our country. You're trying to give examples about, Middle East or Arabic countries is more than 19 country, 20 country. So we try to play Egyptian, Khaliji, Lebanese, North African, like Morocco, Algeria. And I would love to talk about the band.
Yes.
I have Mark Hamilton, who played electric guitar with us, and... he's playing a lot of Arabic music with me, and Dave on bass guitar, and Sean Mahal, he play percussion with us, and he play banjo too, Irish music, and Matt on drum set, and Yahya, he play saxophone and bongos and conga too.
Wonderful.
And I play oud.
You play the oud. Well, we have six very talented young men here and several, more than six instruments that they're playing at this time. Great. Are we ready for more music?
Yeah.
Let's go. Here is Hossam Aidi and Baladna on Classical 90.5.
I'm going to play a music. We made it. We call it the sword. And usually we have belly dancer who dance with that song, but for some reason we cannot bring her today because people, they cannot see her at the radio, but next time probably for the audience. Saturday, yes, Saturday.
She dances with a sword, right?
And she dances with a sword, too. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. That was The Sword. I'm gonna play Kalenji American Fusion. I don't wanna call it jazz or blues, just name it. Probably the guys that change their mind play blues or jazz or I don't know. So it's Kalenji, which is Khalij, which is mean the Gulf area, which is Qatar, Kuwait, United Arab Emirates, Oman. I'm going to play with the traditional Kalenji music before they have the oil and the gas, when they used to go diving looking for pearls. And that rhythm, we call it sot. Sot, which is mean sound. And we're going to play some Kalenji. I'm going to play Kalenji with the Kalenji rhythm, and the guys, they're going to play some American music, probably jazz or mostly jazz. And the name of the song, or the name of the music piece, is "Who I Belong To?" I'm not gonna talk too much about it, but by the way, there's a lot of people not only in Louisville they listen to this beautiful channel. There's people from overseas they listen right this minute, and one of them my dad and my sisters. So hi, Dad. All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the Khaleeji American fusion, and who I belong to, question mark.
Great piece.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, I do want to thank Hussam Al-Aidi and Baladna. Now, if you would like to hear them again, let me give you some information. They're going to be at the International Festival this weekend. I know I'm going to get there. It's going to be at the Northside Christian Church in New Albany, just across the river, not very far away from here. Saturday, they're performing at 6 p.m., Sunday at 2:15 p.m. So if you'd like to go and hear them, that would be such a fun. I mean, those international festivals are just grand. Food, drink, crafts, I'm sure, and then wonderful music. Also, more information, let me give you their website. It's www.myspace.com and then /, Hussam, let me spell that, Hussam and A-N-D, Baladna, B-A-L-A-D-N-A, all one word. You can go there and get more specifics. But thank you so much for being here, gentlemen.
A very talented group
and wonderful fusion of music. Thank you for being here on Classical 90.5.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.